Let us pray. Father God, as we examine your word this morning, help us to focus our hearts and minds upon you. Speak to us, challenge us, guide us, and may we seek your will in our lives. Most importantly, though, may we come to know you personally in a deeper way. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The focus of today's readings are about the need to have a personal relationship with God. In our gospel reading, Jesus promises his disciples that even though he was going to leave them soon, he would send the Holy Spirit that would live within them, and that this promise was forever, from generation to generation of Jesus' followers. In our first reading this morning, and the focus for the talk, Paul was visiting Athens, the most important city to the Greek world, a centre of culture, a centre of thinking, and one of the most innovative cities in the world. Perhaps that's a description for many of the cities in our world today. The ancient Greeks were a polytheist society, which meant they worshipped many different gods and built temples and idols for each one. They believed that their gods would live in these temples and that they could visit and speak to them. While visiting Athens, Paul did what most tourists do, both then and now. He visited the sites. This said, though, Paul was on a mission to make God known to all nations. It was while he was exploring these temples that the reading tells us that he discovered an altar with an inscription on which was stated, "To an unknown God." This was the key, the trigger Paul had been looking for. He found a hook on which he could begin a conversation with his Greek audience. Of course, this wasn't the altar that was dedicated to God, but perhaps it was some kind of safety net, a catch-all for any god they had missed. And in their understanding, didn't want to offend. The key, though, is this verse of, "To an unknown God, a God they did not know." Paul stood up in the Areopagus, which was the earliest aristocratic council of ancient Athens. They were the rich people who ruled. A meeting place to discuss and debate issues affecting Athens and the wider administration of Greek affairs. Paul is standing before them and beginning a debate with them. Paul starts off by addressing the fact that they are indeed very religious. The problem was that they were unaware of the very God they were supposed to be worshipping. To the people of Athens, God was unknown. And this is the one question we need to think about this morning. To how many people is God unknown? Paul's mission was, and indeed our own today, is to make God known to people to whom he is unknown. And that's the very basis of the Great Commission at the end of Matthew's Gospel. This passage should cry out relevance to us today as we look at our community, our nation, our world, to the many people to whom God is unknown. This recount, which was written nearly 2,000 years ago, screams relevance today. Paul's mission was to make an unknown God to the Greeks known, about getting them to know God personally. The central question in this passage, which Paul attempts to answer, is, who is God? Throughout our reading from Acts, Paul slowly unpicks this question in a way that gradually that significantly reveals more about God, but also challenges the reader to the need to respond. Paul was challenging the Greeks to move from worshipping many gods to worshipping the one true God, that the God they did not know was in fact the one they should be worshipping, not the one they had dedicated an altar to, but the one they did not know. It was a time to tell them more about God, to reveal much more about who he actually was. Paul explains that first of all, God is creator. In verse 24, he writes, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the God of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands." This one God made the world, everything in it, and he is the Lord of heaven and earth. Athens was full of temples, each one dedicated to a different god. Places where they thought their gods would live, where people could go. Paul is effectively saying here, look, the God you do not know created everything. Does he really need you to build a temple, a house for him? Is he really going to live there? If he wanted to, he could build a much more magnificent temple, any place, anywhere, any time. A magnificent temple, it is not what God needs. What God needs is for you to know him personally. Secondly, Paul points out that God is also the source. Verse 25, he himself gives everything life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God is the giver of life to all things. He determines their first breath and knows the time of their last. And he has placed everything, every living thing, in its place. The fact that God is creator and the source of all things also highlights the fact that God is sovereign. As God is sovereign, he is in control, but he is not controlling. He gives people the free will to make their own choices in life, to decide the path they want to follow, whether they want to have a life with God or a life without him. Everyone has that choice. The fact that God alone is the creator, the source, and sovereign means that he should be exclusively be the object of worship. One God, not many. And that's why there is the commandment in Exodus not to worship idols and other gods. Paul wanted people to know God. Now, all this might suggest that since God is all-powerful, God is creator, God is the source of everything, that perhaps he is distant. Perhaps he's far away from individuals. After all, since he has done so much, how can he know someone so personally? But Paul is quick to emphasize that that is not at all the case. In fact, the exact opposite is true. Paul writes, God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out and find him, though he is not far away from any one of us. God created so that his creation could have a relationship with him, to get to know him personally. If an individual does not know God personally, it's not that God is distant, but the fact that that person has not yet reached out to God. Paul urges the Greeks to reach out and to seek God. Greek history informs us that Greece was considered the center of thought, asking questions and seeking answers. In fact, the origins of philosophy are believed to originate in ancient Greece. The ancient Greeks wanted to find answers to the questions of life. Yet they were missing something so fundamental, so necessary, a relationship with God. Paul stated that they were not far away from those answers, All they had to do was reach out and seek God. I want to briefly read three verses from the Old Testament. Many will be familiar to you with regard to seeking God. In Proverbs 8, verse 17, God states, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me." Isaiah gives advice in Isaiah 56, verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." And God in Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God wants all people to know him. But as I said earlier, he gives people the choice. Like that famous picture based on Revelation 3, verse 20. Jesus is standing at the door. He is knocking, and he's waiting for that door to be opened. The invite is there for everybody. Back to our reading from Acts. There is an urgency within Paul's plea. Do this while he may be found, because the time will come when you cannot seek him anymore. In language reminiscent of the season of Advent, Paul is stating that the date has been set. Time is running out. Repent and believe while there is time. Paul, before the Areopagus in Athens, proclaimed the message that there is one God, creator, source of everything, sovereign, who wants them to have a personal relationship with his creation. A God who is not far away, but one who anyone can reach out to and get to know. Let us pray. Thank you that you are our creator and sovereign. Thank you that you are close by and that each of us can reach out and seek you. Help us to put you at the center of our lives. Help us to trust in you forever and in ever deeper ways. And guide us in the decisions we make. May we shine your light to the people we meet each day. As we approach Pentecost, may your Holy Spirit burn brightly in each one of us, assured in the knowledge that you never abandon us, but are always with us. Amen.